Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we are here again, like we said, we committed to you we would be, to encourage you on VFN Radio. Here to sing this morning. We Three Kings. The producer of VFN Radio, Pat Hamilton.
Me.
Oh, my goodness. Also here to join us all the way from the shadow of the Freedom Tower, John Rimmel.
Hello.
Give a shout out to our new members of our virtual stadium joining our audience. We're going to shout out to Joanne, oh my goodness. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the words. Love to see those posts. Keep them coming. Well, welcome Vera and Trevor and Victoria and Patricia and... I'd welcome you if I could pronounce it, and King and Andre and Zale and Barheen.
Oh, wow.
And Jamel and William and Paulette, Mikhail, Joshua, Alberta, Jeffrey, Marilyn, Lizzie. Welcome. I know I didn't get you all. I just want to welcome you for sitting in the virtual stadium where we are. We are having a conversation that's bringing light to our day-to-day life, hope to our future, and transformation to the church and to our nation. Yes, you're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me to encourage you is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Freshly trimmed from the poodle parlor, and John Ramos.
Hello.
Here we are, VFN Radio. I would say that I'm so excited about being here, but you know, I'm more than excited. I am so excited about being here because I look back at everything and the journey that God has taken me on, and it's like all these parts and pieces are coming back together again. It's like God is in so much control. He's in so much control, and it just is so and so encouraging to know that He will prepare you and has prepared you. You don't need lessons and preparation. If you just go back and look how God has prepared you for this day, and any lesson that you haven't done that you know is sitting in your end basket, do it. Because He wanted you to do it. He wanted you to know that. That's the reason why He put that before you. For example, if you needed to learn how to read a map and you say, I'll get to that one day, but all of a sudden things get confusing, you know, it's kind of a little late to learn how to read a map.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? If you hadn't listened to our time when we were in Rome, you got to go back and listen to, it's under Good Medicine on the VFN Torch, but it's about this big, huge Ferris wheel and going around in circles and trying to talk to Roman soldiers who did not, for some reason, speak anything other than Italian. What was up with that? They weren't eating spaghetti. They were looking at me like a fool when I was going like, where am I? I'm with these folks who are going nowhere in a hurry. No, actually very slowly.
Yeah, right.
Very, very slowly. Oh my goodness. You know, did you see, I don't know if you guys been this morning to the VFN Torch, but to see the new LG commercial?
You know, I heard about the LG commercial, but have not seen the LG commercial.
You gotta
and
go.
I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, you got it. It's so hilarious. It is so hilarious. Well, they're bragging about how realistic their monitors are. That's all we need is another image that looks real, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
This is real. This is a real, this image feels like it's real. Thank you, LG. We appreciate that. That's all we needed was another image to make us think we're actually doing something instead of watching something.
Right.
You know, it makes me think about, you know, we did all the Next Step Outback, Father and Son events and all the prophetic encounters in the wilderness with all those thousands of fathers and sons. That we did the sporting events. Sometimes we had coordinators that would come out there and help us out, and they were like drill sergeants. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, they were. You know, and they were having, remember those, like, okay, we're going to run for 15 miles, and then we're going to, you know, doing this with
carry the log.
Carry the log, a 55-gallon drum.
Jump over the moat.
A 55-gallon drum. I looked back, and they had like a 2x6 going over something, and I glanced over, And you had these guys who probably work at an administrative job typing on a keyboard, trying not to look embarrassed in front of his kid, who thinks, you know, this is my hero.
Yeah.
And right. He's trying to carry a 55 empty drum on his right shoulder, going over a 2x6, which OSHA's like, I'm going to get you. Exactly. What are you doing? And then thank God there was angels on both sides of that event.
Yes.
But I'm watching these guys just, you know, fall apart. All, as a matter of fact, we fed them one morning. We fed them lots of good food. Good food is the way to reach a man's heart. If anybody's, you weren't, if a man, if you're wondering how to really reach your husband, you know, fix him some real good food. It's amazing how simple he is.
We fed them grits.
Yeah, we fed, well, one time we didn't even cook them, but we'll talk about that.
Or raw grits.
No, we won't talk about that one.
And so, but we fed this one guy, you know, he was about probably my kind of shape. And now I am in shape, just a different shape than most people. Mm-hmm. And so then I got to tell you about these exercises that are going on now. I saw it on TV. No.
Did you break a sweat?
And so I'm going to forget. Y'all keep talking. I'm going to be gone. It's going to be gone.
Stop.
Where am I? And so we fed them sausage, like tons of sausage and tons of biscuits. I think my dad was cooking that year for everybody. And my dad is a cook. I mean, he can throw down. He can throw down all kinds of stuff. And he was cooking just all kinds of meats and stuff for breakfast, big fat link sausage and eggs and grits and all this kind of stuff. And so we just loaded everybody up. And then we took them out to be like Hercules, all these guys out. And they're doing all these exercises and stuff. And I was probably, I don't know what I was doing, probably recovering from somewhere. And I look, and like an ambulance is coming. You know, imagine there's 1,000 fathers and sons and mentors and fatherless sons all over the place. And so there's just like a big city going on of people in the wilderness. And all of a sudden, the ambulance pulling up like, oh my goodness, someone's dead. Oh my goodness, we've killed them. And what it was somebody thought they were having a heart attack.
Oh my God.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
That was skinless sausage. I don't know what was up with that. And of course, he was just kind of stressed out a little bit. And we had to kind of back off on some of those things. I don't know why Jeff was doing that. No. And we had to say this that you're only, we made all the men look at it and say, listen, you watch sports. You watch it. I know you think you vicariously live through your players, you know, and you're doing it, but you're really not. You're sitting in your lazy boy watching it. So you don't have this kind of fitness.
Right.
So yeah, you're going to need to be careful. Remember, you only watch sports. You don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are as a church, by the way, that so many people are watching church that we may have to call a few ambulances when the church starts being the church. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my goodness. But so imagery, they were convinced that they were doing it because they were watching it. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at this new LG commercial here. You've got to see this. You go to VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. But what they did is they took these monitors.
Right.
And nine monitors, and they put them on a elevator floor.
Right.
So, and then, of course, you can put whatever picture you want on them. And they're flat screen and it looks just like an elevator floor. So they put a tile picture up or something. Mm-hmm. And then they play a video when these guys are going up this real high building. And they're like, you see the camera video in them, you know, and they're like normal type stuff, pushing them in, hurry, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And all of a sudden, each of these monitors acts like a piece of the elevator falling apart. So this one would fall, then that one would fall. And then the video that they had playing was like 500 miles down shaft of an elevator.
Oh my God.
It's playing. Great. And it's just like they're freaking out and going, I mean, look at this thing. I mean, you got to see this thing. Look at this thing. And they get them out. They get the monitors out. Here they go. They're going to build this. And the monitors are pretty cool because there's no edge to them. Look at that.
That's
a typical monitor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So LG's loving this ad that we're doing right here, but you gotta see this. We're not promoting them. We're laughing with them.
Right.
Watch them. They're putting speakers on everything. Make it look real.
Oh wow.
See the cameras up and up. You gotta see this. Go to VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and see this. He goes in the elevator. Watch.
Oh, check it out.
Elevator music. It's going up. Wow. Watch, watch. There's another one. You see him go to the side right there? Oh my goodness.
Great jump.
Watch this guy, watch this guy. Oh, that is so hilarious. You got to see that. If you haven't seen that, you go to the VFN Torch, and I think the title of the article there says, Mean or Funny? Mean or Funny?
Definitely funny.
If you've ever been in one of those tall buildings in New York, this is just outright mean.
Sure.
Speaking of calling rescue, you know, this prank features, it's a prank featuring screens placed on an elevator, making it look like the floor falls out. And it's this huge shift. You got to see it. Go to VFN. TV.com and click on the VFN Torch. My goodness, so many things are taking place. So many things to say, but we need to be able to figure out what matters most to be able to share with you this morning. But the biggest thing I want to tell you, we're like 14, 13 days away, right, from choosing our next leader who will decide on what's going to happen to Israel and how we're going to stand or not stand with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The one big thing that the Lord was speaking to me about, that America does something or doesn't do something that exasperates Israel, that brings them to the point of having to make this decision that they don't want to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it. I literally saw it. What they're going to do, what they're going to have to do to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned in law enforcement that it wasn't the big guys. It wasn't the big guys that you had to worry about. It was the small guys.
That's right.
Because the small guy knows, I got to hit fast, I got to hit hard, and I can't stop until I'm... Because if they don't...
They're dead.
Right. They're dead.
That's right.
That's just a typical... Yeah, and that's a standard understanding in law enforcement, that if you don't keep an eye on that small guy, because he knows or she knows that they've got to win.
Mm-hmm.
They got to strike first. They got to strike hard. And they got to strike as long as it takes to
make sure that person goes down and doesn't get back up.
Yeah, some of our stuff was talking to us. Yeah, that it gets down and I understand that. I mean, if you're big and you say, "Well, I don't understand that," you've never been small. But if you're small, you understand, everybody that they see, they look up to when they talk. I mean, some people just have just a big personality. You're thinking that they're as big as you. But when you take a picture standing beside John, I mean, no, and speaking of that, I want to see those pictures, man. We got to put them up on VFNTV.com on our photo shoot that we had on the island. You know, we want everybody to see those shots.
Yeah, where are those pictures?
In other words, John made the mound of sand.
Yeah, right.
And stood on it. I'm like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "You already got high heels on. What else do you want? You got lifts on already."
Get those things together. Listen, high heels and platforms are two separate things. Don't get them confused.
Right. The whole thing was a heel, I guess. One big heel underneath his shoe. The platforms. That's what the word is, platforms. I remember those from the 60s or 70s.
Do you have a pair?
I probably would have. Lord, I can imagine now walking on that. That would be tough.
Yeah, right.
But the... No, seriously, that they have to. If they want to survive, they're going to have to hit. And they're going to have to hit hard, hit fast, and they can't wait to talk things over. I mean, because if they don't win the discussion, they know they lose.
Mm-hmm.
And so Israel's very small. I mean, it's so small, many people probably never even looked for it on the map, because it's all swallowed up by Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Libya. But if you name all these nations that you're hearing right now in the news, in the middle of all that is Israel.
Yeah.
And at its widest point, you're looking at around 60 miles at its widest point. Mm-hmm. You can drive from Jerusalem to the northern border in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And faster than that, too, when you're being shot at. we were there and had this particular lady that was driving up through... Bethlehem, and somebody fired a shot right through the metal rim of her tire. Not the rubber part, but the metal part.
Hubcap.
So you never know. No, not hubcap.
The rim.
The wheel.
The rim.
Wheel.
The wheel. Yeah, I know. I didn't know it either. This, the tire is not the wheel, but the wheel's the wheel, and the tire is the wheel. The future story. And the rubber thing is called the tire, and the metal thing that's round is called the wheel.
That's right.
Isn't that wild? Look at that. He's taking notes. Me neither. Put that with the toenails. And so Israel, what I saw, though, with Israel, what God showed me briefly was America is going to do something or not do something. We could see it in the natural sense. But he confirmed to me that it's going to exasperate this whole thing, which is happening. And understanding that is this, that in 13 days, church, and this course, that's what VFN Radio is. We're talking to believers. We're talking, hopefully, to people that have gone astray, that God's encouraging to come back. Those are being drawn to the Lord. We're not talking to the world, but this is for the church. We're not talking about the buildings either. We're talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That in 13 days, in 13 days, you're either going to, there's a value vote going on. And the question is, are we going to vote God's values? If you don't know this or not, let me tell you one of God's big, big, huge values. If you had to prioritize your values, you know, you know, what would be number one priority or number one value, number two value, number three value? Well, Jesus is a number one value for God.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, Israel, Israel is a peak value to him. So we are values voters. We vote our values. We don't vote for people. Listen, people will fail you. People will, no political parties right now worth, you know, shaking a stick at. They're all embarrassing what they're doing. And as John Paul Jackson said, and you can find this on the VFN Torch, well, God showed him some headlines, prophetic headlines, and he said this. And you can be different than this if you are in politics, but this is what God's saying about our politicians, that trustworthiness, I'm using different semantics probably, but it says the same thing. Honesty and politicians will not even go together. People don't even think about those two in the same sentence, which means a lying spirit's poured out on the land. I mean, you don't have to lie, but you'll find out if you want to hang with liars, you're going to either have to agree with their lie, you have to be silent and allow their lie to ride, which is you being in agreement with them through your omission. Or you got to tell the truth and you don't have to worry about hanging around with them anymore because they will kick you out. So we have a value vote coming up. November the 6th, we have a value vote. We need to vote what's valuable to God, and you need to find out how the candidates stand in regards to Israel. How they stand. Listen, I don't care what people are telling you about our economy and our stock market, what they're telling you about our security and homeland security, what they're telling you about your jobs and what they're telling you about anything. Right. Understand that if we don't get it right with Israel, it don't matter. It doesn't matter what we think we're going to get right.
Mm-hmm.
We can't skip God's high priority of Israel, his high value, and say, oh, they'll work it out. It's like, yeah, I mean, we will live or fall, stand or fall based on how we're going to respond to them. And so it seems to be a really clear decision in regards to that, and you need to go and find these different values. What do you call those things that people are handing out that has, you know, like how people stand on issues?
A voter's guide.
A voter's guide. And look at all the people that you're going to have a select from and find out how they stand on Israel. Find out how they stand and find out, you know, talk to people who love God and who stays informed, not the people that are watching reality television and all they talk about is their team just made four more yards, and they're not talking about God.
Right.
But the ones that are talking about God, not the freaky weird ones, but the ones that, you know, love you and love God, and they're willing to let go of everything, and find out, you know, ask them about where do these men and women stand towards Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think about Michelle Bachmann, you know, that she's just a bold supporter of Israel.
Yeah.
And a lot of our Congress, from what I understand, that they really want Israel to know we stand with them.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Netanyahu said that they know that the church stands with them, but they don't know if anybody else stands with them. The Christians stand with them.
Wasn't the last time that the prime minister came and spoke before Congress? There was, I believe, over 30 standing ovations. There's a congressman, his first name is Louis, I forget his second name now, out of Texas, who seems to be very, very supportive of Israel. In fact, he actually apologized to Benjamin Netanyahu when he was out visiting in Israel himself, just for America putting Israel in that type of position. And I think about the former ambassador who says, and I'm paraphrasing, when he says that Israel is at the point that they'd rather be judged by the world for what they've done than rather to be consoled by the world.
And that is, you know, if you haven't seen JJ yet, go to the VFN Torch and type in JJ. Go to your app on your mobile device, your phone or whatever, and for VFN TV app, and just go to the, there's one choice you have, A to Z. Mm-hmm. You can go click on A to Z, which lines everything up and all the highlights from A to Z, and just look for JJ, which is called JJ, the Jews and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And understand that when you say Jesus, we're talking about the church.
Mm-hmm.
And how you see the animosity towards Israel, understand, towards the Jews, understand that's how Satan feels about you if you're a Christian.
Right.
That's how he feels about you.
All right.
And they would want to do the same thing they want to do to the Jews, they want to do to the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are, you know, this is what Satan would want to do. And so you can pretty much think about, if you want to find out, you know, you ask, I wonder what somebody thinks of me. I wonder, I'm really concerned about my people's opinion of me. Well, as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, skip all the liars and the people that are trying to make you comfortable and telling you what you want to hear and the flatterers. You know, go all the way to Israel and look and see exactly how Satan feels about God's people.
Mm.
And understand this too, that God, this is how he feels, Satan feels this way about mankind in general. He will use people up and just destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
But those that have made a decision to follow God and made Jesus the Lord of their life, and those that are Jews, that the adversary is all outright, I got to destroy these before they tell anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I've got to take them out. And you can find that out. Go to JJ, which stands for Jews and Jesus. When everything's said and done, when you're talking to people, you know, end with one more thing. I got to talk to you about JJ.
Yeah, it's real important.
Because they'll tell you, Satan's going to give nations and people whatever they want as long as they can fool you to think about, hey, don't worry about it, no big deal. But to end every conversation with, who is Jesus to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about the church? And what do you think about Israel? And I think about this. I just heard allegedly reported that Bill Clinton, former president Bill Clinton's former campaign manager or one of his staffs, now has gone to Israel and is working with the opposition party to run against Benjamin Netanyahu.
Really?
Wow.
Let me speak prophetically to you right now. This is saying, let me tell you your future. Let me tell you your future. That this crew right now is held captive by Satan. And there's a strategy going on, and this is the problem. There are two issues and two problems that's stopping the goal, their goal. And if they can just eliminate these two thorns in their flesh and in their vision and their plan for the world, then they can just go right on through with it.
Yeah.
And so they got to eliminate it first, because you can't, this particular thing gets in their way and it stops them, and they know they have to somehow repress or kill or destroy or put in their leaders over that problem so that they can actually control it. And we get past this thing called the Jews and the Christian conservative in America.
Mm-hmm.
And this, United States Constitution, because it's stopping us from taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And you can't, this is, if you go and listen to the news, you go to DW or in different sources of the news, that they openly talk about all these things, George Soros, and we need a new world order, you know, where there's no walls and it just needs to be one economy. We need to ease this down and we need the workers of the world unite. But they don't tell that to Americans, because they tell it to Americans, they'll stir up Christian conservatives who will start saying, no, 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 no. We're not into one world economy. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most don't.
Right.
And they know that they'll be cantankerous, and we'll be cantankerous. We'll say, listen, we'll fight to the end in regards to saying, we can't just take this mark. Sorry, George. We're not going to take this, you know, this. We're not going to click through. We're going to read the small print. You know, and Christian conservatives, they read the small print. They realize, I love God, and I cannot buy into this, even if it means I lose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't. But they know that. So they say, listen, we will take control of the media. We'll take control of the media, and we will begin to tell them what we want them to, and we'll hold back what they can't, because we can't stir up these, and we got to actually make them look adversarial. We got to make them look like they're the issue, they're the problem. That's exactly what Hitler did with the Jews, and that's exactly what they're doing now with the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, every time you say it, they say a cuss word in regards to just cursed something, it's like, you Puritans, you know, you Christians, you conservatives. You know, I can't believe you're doing. And it's like, and they're changing mindsets about, you know, people's mindsets about Christians and Jews. And if these Christians was to just give up and realize God's changed, and they act like they're the only ones that know God. And listen, Miriam, hush up, you're gonna hurt yourself. And and understand that they're not telling us what they're telling the world, and they're working strategically to be able to do this. And you say, I mean, think about this, John. I want you to find out while I'm talking how much money is being spent on these campaigns, these two presidential campaigns that's been gotten in so far. Find out what the dollar figure is on that. But, and so they got to control what we're thinking, because they got to change the perspective. They got to be able to repress us or hold us back, or at least make the world feel like we're their fault. And that's the goal of the enemy, is to divide and conquer. And with that, they've done a pretty good job of controlling the media and what's going on. And that's why you have VFN TV and VFN Radio, because we want to tell you it ain't like that. Mm. It's crazy what's going on. I'm almost in tears when I heard a particular man speak the other day. I'm like, oh, there's people that really hear from God. And it was so naturally normal. But I think, I don't know what the rough figure, what's the rough figure, John, that they're spending on?
I don't know as of yet, but you figure, you know, the last presidential campaign, I believe Obama spent close to $1 billion himself. So they're looking to way exceed that. And this campaign election, they've been running neck and neck in terms of raising funds. So it wouldn't be surprising me if it's at least $2 billion, but I'm working on getting figures for you that are more accurate.
Well, yeah. So you're looking at, and the question, the thing is that where does this money go? Where does it actually go? Why would the media buy in to such a dilemma? I mean, because they're just, you know, they're just busy. It's a, by the way, the talking head is not anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's people behind the talking head and the people that are typing in the monitors what they're supposed to read, teleprompters.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about a teleprompter president. It's like, hello, we have talking head teleprompters everywhere.
Speaking about that, MSNBC, I saw an article about allegedly Mika. I don't know Mika's
right
last name, Brzezinski,
I think. Cup of Joe or Joe.
Right. And there was a recent, well, not so recent, but it happened not too long ago, where on the teleprompter, there was a big fuss because they were telling her what to read on the headlines. And they were kept pressing news to share about Paris Hilton and what happened on this. And she's refusing to want to read this news thing. So this is a major thing. She takes it and on air starts ripping it. This is a news organization. We're not going to talk right. about this thing.
They booed a 9-year-old in Boca Raton.
Exactly.
Please.
So I'm thinking, but just to underscore your point, they're being fed exactly what to say.
I do want to say that she was, this particular journalist you're talking about, was so proud of her, because her heart melted when they saw these grown folk boo this 9-year-old girl who just expressed who she wanted to was going to be supporting in the candidate. And she held her up against her chest and she covered her other ear, and she's just comforting her like a mother would that broke her child. Joe Scarborough leaned down to her and said, because she was talking about voting for a particular candidate, and she goes good job. And he's telling people, I can't believe you booed a 9-year-old.
Wow.
And the grown folk were just openly going, what's the big deal? I'm like, you're 60 years old, sir. You're 60 years old. Do you think you have to boo a 9-year-old to be able to, you know, just go out and support your candidate? Don't hurt these. I'm like, oh my goodness. Anyway, so you think about $1 billion, you know, estimated, you know, $1 billion. That's going to MSNBC. It's going to CBS. It's going to ABC. They're buying television commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a business transaction. If you stir things up, if you tick off the conservative base in America, and you do it just enough to cause it look like they're going to lose,
mm-hmm.
and then you tick off the liberal base like they're going to lose, and so you have to understand, Murdoch owns both sides of this equation. You know, mm-hmm. he doesn't own Fox News, but he owns the liberal as well, outside of it. And so he's making money on both ends.
Wow.
And so you have all, it's just great. So here, we'll give hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Listen, your candidate does not go home with that money. That money goes to your local television station. It goes to CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News. And so this is a bonanza.
Yeah.
It's a bonanza for all this media. So you ask the question, why in the world would they be so ignorant? Why would mm-hmm. they openly just buy into a lie? Because it upsets you, sir, and it caused you to send $50 towards a campaign.
Exactly.
And that went to their pocket. They knew if they would tick you off enough, you would pull your checkbook out and you would send money to a candidate. They didn't care who it was because they're going to buy time on their television station, and that money's going to go in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
I've got final numbers for you. It looks like as of September, the president had raised close to $834 million, and Mitt Romney has raised close to $770 million. Most of that money is spent already. Cash on hand as of September, the president only has $157 million left out of that $800 million that was raised, and Romney has about $200 million left cash on hand out of that $700 million raised.
Understand, it's $1.5 billion went into Chris Matthews' boss's pocket. It went into Fox News' pockets. Rupert Murdoch's pocket. Rupert. Or it went into ABC's pocket. It goes into these guys' pockets. That's where the money goes. Mm-hmm. And so if they get you into a fray and get you all upset and stuff, so I'm going to write me a check. I'm going to support. It's like, hello, that's where all the money's going. I'm going to talk to you. We're going to come back in just a moment. I'm going to share something with you that's going to blow your mind. Because remember, it's JJ. It's the Jews and Jesus. When everybody's thinking like this and they're thinking it's not a big deal. But the truth is that the United Nations is sending monitors to come monitor our elections to make sure the conservatives shut up and say nothing so they can get their way. We'll be right back in a moment.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you can think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. I know you don't know a lot about football, Pat, but
right.
You know, I don't know if you know Tom Landry, he was a coach for Dallas.
Right, the Cowboys. Right,
Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
You are Googling up over there, aren't you? Anyway, so you're Googled up.
I'm Googled up.
Anyway, this is what he said. He said, you know, you have all these players, football players, for those that don't know, it's a football team. And they want to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the goal.
Oh, now you're looking like you know everything. Okay, so then they want to win the Super Bowl. And so, but he's the coach, and he has to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He has to coach them. He has to get them. He has to help them work as a team because you cannot get it if you're not a team.
Right.
And you got to get together. Mm-hmm. And so he said this. He said, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Right.
Isn't that powerful?
That is powerful.
The coach said this. Coach Landry said this. He says, I have to get these players to do what they don't want to do to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Mm.
And you have to understand, when it comes to the things of God, your flesh doesn't go, woohoo, I'm going to fast. You know, I'm not going to eat for a week, you know,
right,
or
right.
It doesn't say, oh, this is so great, I'm going to deny what my flesh wants, you know.
Right.
And Jesus said in John 15 that we have to abide with him. We have to hang out, remain in him, spend time with him, you know, abiding with him, which means, you know, spending time with him, reading his word, hiding his word in our heart, listening to what he's saying or impressing on us to do and doing it. So we have to, and we do that, we can be fruitful, and we're called to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
But our flesh is sort of like, you know, Coach Landry's talking to our flesh, and he says, you know, and I'm saying, you know, to you that, you know, we're going to have to get you to do, your flesh to do, what it doesn't want to do, so that your spirit man and your heart and your destiny, things that you always wanted to come to pass, would come to pass.
Right.
And we have a simple plan for you, a plan that begins to progressively take you on that journey, the same way that he was taking his football team. You can actually begin on a journey with Jesus Christ that he will take you to a place into your destiny if you abide with him. Your flesh is going to go, no, I don't want to do this. But your spirit man is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, everybody really wants their destiny in God like that. They want to walk with God, right, Pat?
That's right.
But you need a simple plan to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and you can read through that, request a free, a simple plan for free, and begin today. Just commit to 6 weeks. Commit to 6 weeks.
Right.
And just watch what God does. A set time, set place. All that's there for you. Mm-hmm. Simple little way to do it. No cost involved. Just you, Jesus, your Bible, and a journal.
Right.
And you can find out more at iabide.org. That's iabide.org. I think about that Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people
all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We're just talking about what's taking place in Israel and how important it is that Israel is a value of God's, and it should be our value if God's valuable to us. We're values voters. We're concerned about it. So when you think about it, that it's reported, allegedly, that a former campaign aide for President Bill Clinton now is working with the opposition to the prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu, to defeat him. And listen, I'm telling you, you know, as I was saying right before the break, is that there's a whole strategy going on. And you, in the churches, it's like, oh, it's like, you know, really, really? Do you really think that one election is going to resolve this world conflict that's happening and preparing, that our very Secretary of State, her husband's working with opposition to take out the leader of Israel? You know, allegedly that he's working with the opposition party so that Benjamin Netanyahu, who's standing up for Israel and standing against Iran and standing up for their safety. And really? I mean, we are in a place right now that, and the things that the Lord has shown us, and you have it, you got to go to VFN TV. You got to go to VFN TV and begin to watch the prophetic teachings and understand, ask this question's asked. Is America under God's judgment? You need to ask the question. You know, we're not being all weird and stuff and saying, oh, you know, we're just presenting the evidence, letting you look at the word and see what's going on, and let you answer the question. But the things that are going on right now, and based on what's going to happen in about 13 days or, you know, when you're listening to this, that America's about to make a decision.
That's right.
And the church, as the church, we have a value. We're values voters. We vote for people who have our values. Everybody does that. But as a church, what's valuable to God is valuable to us.
That's right.
People say, well, why do you want the Ten Commandments there? Because you're perfect? No, because we want to make God's values our priorities. We believe that a society that makes God's values their priorities will be blessed by God. Obviously, mm-hmm. I mean, every Christian you've ever seen, you know that nobody's perfect. Everybody mm-hmm. makes mistakes. We've all failed, and we all fall and come short of the glory of God. But God tells us that because we have a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ, that we can repent for our sin, and he forgives us. That our Secretary of State's husband is his former campaign manager, allegedly, and hopefully we'll find out the exact article on this, is working with the opposition of the prime minister, who is days away from doing what I was talking about, where God showed me prophetically that that America is going to do or not do something that exasperates this issue and causes Israel to be able to act. It's like, can you imagine being Israel right now and being the prime minister? Like, your Secretary of State's husband is running an opposition party against us, and you're supporting this Muslim Brotherhood around us, mm-hmm. whose ultimate goal in radical Islam is to eradicate us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're letting them infiltrate your own government, according to Michelle Bachmann. You know, allegedly that she's saying that the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated our own government, that they've entered in and sat with our president. And dinners and in the I was just like, oh my goodness, hello church.
Mm-hmm.
And now listen to this. They are sending according to The Hill, and you can find at thehill.com, is a particular article they have called International Monitors at U.S. polling spots draws criticism for voter fraud groups. Listen. The UN, the United Nations, United Nations affiliates, they're actually going to send monitors
mm-hmm.
to monitor our elections to make sure. Oh, just you can't scream on the radio because it probably doesn't come over. But I'm screaming. I'm screaming because, my God, dear God, wake up. They're sending people who are dictators, people mm-hmm. who are Islamic, radical Islam, who are in the Muslim Brotherhood to watch our elections. And this is not, you have to understand, the enemy's playing every divisive game that he can against America. And we don't even know it. And so people are buying into it because they say, hey, this is my day. This is our, I'm looking at things right here. I'm about to talk about probably in the extra hour about PICO, you know, out of California, the Pacific Institute for Community Organizing, and what's taking place and how they're manipulating. They're trying to take us down.
When you think about it, it underscores the importance of why these elections are so important. I mean, just one president, Woodrow Wilson, one president was able to help establish the UN. And today we're still, you know, dealing with the ramifications of that and what's being influenced as a result of it. These elections are important. It matters.
It matters. It matters. If you have not registered to vote, register to vote and find out what God's values are in regard. Find out what your candidate's values are towards Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Towards Israel. Not what they tell you, but what they do. What they do and what Israel says about them. And understand that the first shot that Israel has to fire
mm-hmm.
in defense of themselves, because we as America we're not standing with them, which I think is just, you know, moments mm-hmm. away, is it's like it's going to be a rough mm-hmm. road to hoe.
It's going to be bad.
It's a rough road to hoe. Realize they're coming. There's the United Nations. And by the way, all the young people out there, just to let you know, they're talking about, according to some reporters, allegedly the United Nations is talking about taxing the Internet. Now, pay attention. That's what. If you want to, it's a value to, if you want to be, think you're going to have to, everything you do on the internet, you're going to have to be taxed, and the United Nations is going to collect it. Mm. And not only that, the United Nations is talking about getting involved in the education of the world. You know, we'll be talking about that this week. We know where Jordan, I believe it is, or Saudi Arabia is funding, you know, basically injecting Islam and Muhammad into religion. But I want to stay focused on this so I don't miss it. So the United Nations, who we pay for, that's in New York, is sending monitors like we're a third world nation. And this is why they're sending it. This is why they're sending it, because of JJ.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending these monitors to watch. They're going to put poll watchers to watch Christian conservatives. That's the reason why. This is the issue. This is what's a stumbling block that's put before people who want to rule the world. This is it. It's JJ. They want to stop the Christian conservative. Listen, first of all, What happened to you? Unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow the Lord anyway, you can have no part of him. So you could be claiming a kingdom that you're not even in. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and they feared not their life unto death. Listen, we got people dying for their viewpoint of a religion that is nothing but false. You know God or claim to know him. Your Savior died for you. He told you, unless you give it up, you can't have it. And you're not willing to lay down an hour from work. You're not willing to quit robbing God with what's his. You're not willing to stand up against radical Islam and all this craziness and the representative government. You're not willing to look them square in the eye and say, what the heck are you doing? Understand that this, don't let anybody scare you away from the polls. You should vote. As a matter of fact, you should be so ticked off that you want to vote, but you want to pack up your whole neighborhood and everybody go vote.
That's right.
And vote like your freedom depends on it, JJ. Because it does.
Yep.
The Secretary of State's husband, former President Bill Clinton, is reportedly his campaign manager, allegedly his it's reported that allegedly his campaign, former campaign manager, is working with the opposition, which means the person who's running against Benjamin Netanyahu, they're going to helping him win. Why? So they could stop all this, hey, I'm going to protect our nation stuff. That a red line needs to be drawn. That, you know, what needs to happen before we defend ourselves? What's Benjamin Netanyahu saying? And just like you were talking about, John, they know, I'd rather, you know, be talking about, you know, why we did what we did instead of being consoled at our, you know, in our death.
Right.
Exactly.
And they have a right to live. But let's understand this. This is, listen, they're sending observers, church, to America. Why? Because they want to find you. They want to identify you. They already know who you are because you've been posting goofy stuff on your Facebook, you know, not realizing that we're not supposed to be dogging anybody out in regards to our leadership. We should be praying for them, speaking truth, but we shouldn't be dishonoring and disrespectful. It's crazy some of the things you see, you know, being posted. It's like, first of all, everybody sees that, you know.
Right.
Secondly, you're probably going to die for that. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because if you die for the actual a well spread truth, it's true. Then you know if you're actually picking a fight with the devil by using the devil, then you're definitely gonna, you have nothing backing you up.
That's right.
But a former Clinton aide reported on the Blaze. They reported that a former Clinton strategist is helping Israel's Labor Party in the election challenge against Netanyahu. It's amazing that, and of course Benjamin Netanyahu called for an election taking place. Understand this. I mean, what God just laid on my heart and what we're seeing is it's not about America. Surprise. Surprise. And guess what? It's not even about the church. I know Jesus has this thing, as Tommy Tenney says, that he believes church is about him. And he split the podium, mind you, in two to prove that it was him. And I believe a lot of men's altars are about to be split, and the fear of the Lord is going to spread. And of course, the kingdom, it's going to grow. But understand this, America may or may not stand. Understand that of course they want it to stand. We're the biggest economy and they want us to continue. They just want us to make bricks for them. They want us to be a servant type country that feeds into the world picture of what's taking place. The technology's there. You've already clicked through and accepted terms you don't even know exist. And the people that are writing those terms know it. We need to be pondering right now about, you know, what does this mean when you can't buy or sell without accepting a particular mark or way of doing business? We got to figure that out, because right now we're at a place right now that, I mean, it's going to happen deceptively. It's not going to happen like, hey, get in line. We got the beast mark. Everybody, you know, get your beast mark. You got a coupon to get a half off your beast mark. I mean, it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be a coupon clipper in your local paper. It's not going to be, you know, a big campaign going on. It's just going to happen and you don't even know it's going to happen. And so we have to be aware of that, because the question we have to ask ourselves, and we'll talk more about this in the future, and I believe Rick Joyner has a good word on that as well, is with Morningstar Ministries, is that we got to know. We got to know what it is, where it is, and do we take it or do we not? And the thing is, you got to be willing to die for the cause. And understand, they're sending UN monitors, and we're coming because I want to cover all this. Got UN monitors, United Nations, who we pay for practically, who we allow to be on the soil of our nation.
I know it.
I mean, I would listen, this is what I would do. I would say, okay, everybody, go home. Go home. Great. You know, just thank you. Thank you. We'll write and make sure there's no people there. None at all. Zero. No people at all. And then, you know, take a shovel and begin to just dig around it. Dig, 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 dig. And dismantle it and take it down piece by piece. And then once all the bricks and the material, no people, the brick and the materials there and all that kind of stuff, take it and send it to like a pulverizing plant. And then just sprinkle it over fire and say, dear God, forgive us for allowing such a thing to take place, to turn to government instead of God, thinking that we could do this thing outside of you. And then where the United Nations was, you know, dig all around it and then take the soil and then burn it, burn the soil, and then sprinkle it out as an offering for God. God, dear God, we're sorry. And then take other dirt that has not been contaminated by that and replace it there and have a memorial, put anything there and have a cross right in the middle, like bam, right in the middle of that thing. One big cross with a big plaque that says, dear God, have mercy on us. We have turned our backs on you. Forgive us for our sins, my sin, the sins of our fathers. Let me tell you something. There's a book out called Dreams from My Father, and I believe it's prophetic. I believe that our president now is God's set man in place. But this is what I'm seeing in my spirit. I'm seeing sins of our fathers. Because he says, if you turn away from me, everything that you did that was good will be no longer counted, and the sins of your father will come on you. Listen, we've been bad, and our fathers have been real bad. And you don't want that tidal wave coming over you. You don't want that wave coming over you. But he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal their land. Church, we've got to cry out to God to have mercy on our land. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.